for our comfort and encouragement this morning. It is recorded for us in Paul's second letter to the congregation in Corinth, beginning with chapter 4, verse 16. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. Now we know that if the earthly tent we live in is destroyed, we have a building from God, an eternal house in heaven, not built by human hands. This is the word of the Lord. Dear friends and family, our dear sister in Christ, Arlene Olson. How well did you know Arlene? Maybe you worked with her. Maybe you grew up with her or lived with her or simply worshiped the Lord with her. Whether you knew Arlene well or not, we all have memories of Arlene. Memories of working with her or living with her or growing up with her, worshiping the Lord with her. You can see Arlene in your memories. All the good times and that you had together, other great things she did, the way she talked and laughed and so on. Many of you had memories started popping into your mind the last couple days, and you shared those memories with others, and those memories are good. Hold on to those memories, treasure them, cherish them. But truth be told, in the long run, those memories don't really matter. What I mean by that is those memories, those great times that you had, the way you see Arlene, has nothing to do with where Arlene is now. In the end, they're just memories. They don't save Arlene, and they don't give you any true comfort or encouragement. You can see Arlene through your memories. You saw Arlene this morning. When you looked at Arlene, when you saw her, what did you see? You saw proof, didn't you? Proof that this life is temporary. This life does not last forever. Our lives on earth are like a tent. A temporary structure that fails and perishes over time. That is what our earthly bodies are. When you saw Arlene, you saw a reminder. A reminder that no matter how many people love you, no matter how great your memories are, no matter who you are or what you've done, you're still a sinner. Truth is that as we speak, our bodies are wasting away. Today is just one step closer to death, like Arlene, and there's no glory in death. But that's what we can see. But our comfort and encouragement does not lie on what we see today. It does not rely on what we've seen of Arlene in the past. No, our comfort and encouragement relies on what we can't see. Not on Arlene, but on Christ. No one here has seen Christ. He ascended into heaven almost 2,000 years ago. He sits on the throne of God, watching over us, guarding and protecting us from heaven. But it was Christ who gave up the glories and riches of heaven to come down to this earth to serve as our substitute. Perfectly obeying the law, never once sinning against God, unlike all of us, and yet taking our sins upon himself. We focus on the one who scorned the shame of the cross, who, because he became a sinner in our place, was forsaken by his heavenly Father and suffered the eternal punishment that we deserve, giving us his perfect life so that we would be pure and innocent in the eyes of the Father who declares us not guilty. Christ, who rose from the dead 3 days after his death, who won for us the ultimate victory and promises that we too will live with him again on the last day. No one has ever seen Christ here. And yet we still fix our eyes on him, as a writer to the Hebrew tells us in chapter 12. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Although we've never seen him, we still fix our eyes on Jesus. Although we've never seen him, we still believe in him and know what is true. And so did Arlene. Speaking of things we can and cannot see, none of us could have seen Arlene's heart. None of us knows what she believed. We're not God. And yet we saw time and time again Arlene live her faith. No, I didn't know her as well as you guys did. I only knew her for 6 out of her 93 years at the end of her life. But for a few years, I saw her worship the Lord, loving to sing praises to her Savior, greeting her fellow Christians always with a smile and a kind word. She lived the love of Christ on a regular basis. Heard stories about how she loved to sing hymns and other Christian songs about her Savior. And up until about a year or two ago, whenever I'd visit her, she would do the best she could to join me in the Lord's, with me in praying the Lord's Prayer. Arlene, on a regular basis, displayed her faith in the Lord and her love for her Savior. And is that faith, through that faith, that she received all the blessings that Christ won for her? The eternal life, the forgiveness of sins is now hers. She has passed on from this veil of tears and has received the crown of life. Arlene now is joining in that heavenly choir, singing praises to her Savior, joining with all the other saints and the angels, singing hallelujah to her victorious and ascended King. As a baptized child of Christ, she is a co-heir with Christ, sharer in his glory. Arlene isn't upset right now. Arlene isn't mourning or sad about her life on earth. All her sins have been forgiven. She is enjoying a perfect life in heaven. She is so busy praising and thanking her Savior. And now she has that permanent dwelling. The earthly tent in which she dwelled is now gone, destroyed by sin. And yet she lives on in heaven. Her soul lives on. And she looks forward to the last day, when the Lord will raise her body from the dead, give new life to her body, a new and glorious life. She will share in the glory of Christ with a permanent house. Not an earthly tent built by man, but a permanent dwelling in the house of the Lord built by God. A perfect house. Free from sin and the effects of sin. Free from pain and sorrow and crying and gnashing of teeth. Free from sin, sickness, and disease. house that lasts forever. And of course, Arlene isn't alone in heaven. She has been reunited with William and all the other saints. She lives with the angels, and most importantly, she lives with Christ and sees Him in His full glory. And soon, we will see her again too. For what Christ did for Arlene, He has done for the whole world. And all who believe in Him will be saved. Even though we die, we will live. And not just live. We will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That's where our comfort lies here today. Not on what our memories see of Arlene. Not on what we see now, but on what we can't see. So we fix our eyes on Christ. On the forgiveness of sins He has won for us, on the sure hope of eternal life that we will enjoy with Him forever. We know that because of Christ, we will be reunited with Arlene and all other saints, and we will live with Him in His permanent house, perfect house forever. Therefore, as Paul says, we do not lose heart. Saying goodbye to a loved one is another is never easy. That's a reason why we mourn for Arlene today. And yet we do not lose heart. Today is not a goodbye for good, but a goodbye for now. It's a see you later. See you soon. For soon, we will see her again as we live with Christ. So we find comfort and encouragement in Paul's words of verse 17. Our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. Death for Arlene is not the end. No, her death led to the beginning of an eternal and perfect life. And she rejoices. The same stands for us. Death is not an end, but the beginning of an eternal life. The pain and sorrow that we have now, any pain and sorrow that we have on this earth, cannot compare to the glories and riches of eternal life that is won for us by Christ and given to us freely through faith in Him. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. The glory that is ours through Christ. An eternal glory that far outweighs anything on this earth. The glory of Christ. The glory that Arlene enjoys now, and a glory that we will share with her as we dwell in the house of the Lord with our Savior Jesus Christ forever. Amen. We now join in confessing our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed.